Hey, Tony and Chris.
Are you safe?
I am safe. Thank you for asking.
And Jake and the crew, everybody we know and love in the crew?
Well, I can confirm Jake Owen and all in his band and crew and organization is safe. I spoke via text with Luke Combs, his manager. His band and crew is safe. And that's in terms of the artists and their organization. Those are the only two that I know for sure.
Okay. Well, I just spoke with Chris Young, and he's safe. He wasn't performing, I don't believe, but had just got there.
Yes. Chris Young is safe, too. I've communicated with him.
What happened? I mean, were you nearby?
Yeah. There were actually bullets hitting the ground around the location that I was standing. I was backstage across the street from the Mandalay Bay, and I started to hear, rapid fire that sounded like it could have been fireworks, but you kind of just knew that it wasn't. As luck would have it, I happened to be standing close by an off-duty Texas police officer, and I said, man, that sounds like gunfire. And he took a couple steps out and said, I'm not sure. It sounds a little high-pitched. And then I heard nonstop rapid fire, and you just knew right away. And so I ran and grabbed my wife by the hand, and we just ducked behind a trailer and tried to assess the situation because you couldn't tell where it was coming from. You thought it was for sure it was coming from the Mandalay Bay, but then it was almost like swirling sounds of nonstop gunfire. It was pretty crazy.
I can't even imagine. I mean, just the pieces we're hearing on the news, and it's clearly automatic fire just going and going and going, and I can't imagine what that must have been like in that situation when you're there. Terrifying.
I am by no means a weapons expert, but it sounded like something large and repetitious fire. It just didn't stop. I did make it out, and I got back to my hotel room, which is a safe distance away, and I've been glued to the local news. They interviewed a valet parker from the front of the Mandalay Bay, which is apparently where this shooter was eventually taken down. He was apparently in a room on the 32nd floor pointed right at the venue and just opened fire on the concert crowd. And the valet parkers that were literally below, apparently, the window, the one they interviewed, he said, man, we started to hear gunshots and then glass was crashing all around us. So I certainly don't want to be the guy passing along inaccurate information, but based on being there and what I've seen on the news and what the police have confirmed, there was apparently at least one person on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay pointed at the crowd. He opened fire, which I can confirm was clearly some kind of a heavy-duty automatic weapon because it kept firing and firing. And then the SWAT team did enter the Mandalay Bay, and apparently one suspect is down. I've seen one police briefing so far. They're confirming that the one suspect in the Mandalay Bay is down. 26 people have been transported to the University Medical Center, which is the closest hospital to the concert. Two of them are confirmed dead. 12 are confirmed critically wounded. But my fear is that we're just here in the beginning of numbers because it was a lot. It was a lot of shooting. I can't say I stood around and counted it, but it had to be hundreds.
Well, obviously, we're very happy that you're safe and all the folks that we know and love in your organization there. And thank you for taking the time, man. If you hear anything else, please let us know.
We will. And thank you for your thoughts and your concern. And more than anything else, I appreciate your thoughts for my organization and my people. But there's a lot of people out there right now that aren't as lucky. And maybe your listeners can pray for them because this is an unfolding story where there's going to be a lot more to come. And my fear is there's a lot more injured and, unfortunately, perhaps more dead.
No doubt about it. All right. Thanks, Keith. We really appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Take care.